Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette
Mitchell.
Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. We thank you so much for checking us out every week. Thank you for those that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and all of those great places. And, of course, our iShoutForJoy.com listeners. Yes, we're broadcasting live. This is studio live. Yes, I can see my guests in front of me. And I'm telling you, ladies, I'm telling you right now, this show is going to be off the chain. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. Matter of fact, you want to get on Twitter. You want to get on Facebook and say, you need to go to iShoutForJoy.com right now and listen to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Because today's topic, it's a relationship show. Mm. And the topic is the men confess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know you're saying, ooh, you got some men that fess up to some stuff. Well, let me just put a disclaimer out. I have a few good men here who are just going to shed some light on some things. So I think you all are ready to get this party started. I'm going to bring my guest to the mic right now. The first person that is here to talk to us, he's an author. Matter of fact, he said his book is The Woman's Relationship Bible, and he is just, I'm telling you, it's really interesting. You got to put your hands together for Vincent E. White. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you. All right, the next person that's here, the next two guests are back by popular demand. Mm. You've heard both of them on the air before. And the first person, you heard Judah.
Hey, young world, what's up?
Welcome, and thank you for being brave enough to come on our relationship topic show.
I'm with it. I'm ready.
All right. And last but certainly not least,
amen.
Christian comedian, elder, many things,
hallelujah.
Elder Chris Stanley.
Come on, say amen.
trying to take over my show already. So, ladies, you know, we want to go ahead and get this party started. We want to jump right on in. Vincent, I want to talk to you a little bit about your book. What is the title of your book?
The title of my book is The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe.
Okay.
That's right.
And why do you think it's the woman's Bible, relationship Bible?
That's a quote from one of the people that purchased the book. A lot of females purchase the book, and they write feedback on my website.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the first few people that purchased my book, and they were, you know, I was blessed that they was raving about the book, and they called it, they said this should be the Women's Dating Bible. And then I kind of took that and ran with that.
Uh-huh.
And then I started hearing it more often, so I said, okay, we're going to roll with that, because
that's
what we need to be.
So I stand corrected. He did not say it, but one of the readers, which is good.
That's right.
That's good feedback. That's
so
good.
Is this the New Testament or the Old Testament?
That's the Old Testament.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I just make sure.
So let's jump right on in. And in your book, you say that we really need to decipher kind of the behavior of men, and were men actually programmed to be cheaters?
And when I speak on that, I'm not saying all men, but I do. If you read chapter one, basically the book has a cooking connotation to it, and chapter one describes when the craving begins.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it talks about how we begin being raised from, you know, young toddlers on up, and it compares it to how women are raised. And there's always exceptions to the rule. This book is a very generalization, but I describe when men are brought up and raised, and you may have a male figure in your life, uncle, father, mm-hmm. friend, and they're, you know, basically they're constantly asking you about, you know, do you have a girlfriend? You know, how many girls do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say none, or even if you say one, you know, mm-hmm. you don't get any praise for that. But when they come back to you, if you learn that you didn't get any praise the first go around, when they come back to you, I learned quickly to say four or five or what have you.
Wow.
And
so you just lied.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So they not only taught me about cheating, but they taught me about lying.
I was getting ready to say, you took the words out of my mouth, Lord have
mercy. Yeah, and when I spoke the second time and said three, four, whatever,
uh-huh.
on my whole classroom, I got high fives and praises and everything. Ooh. I talked to a lot
wow.
of guys, and we got two guys in here
yeah.
that I have not met before today, but I'm sure they might experience the same thing. They can speak on that.
I ain't saying nothing.
Yes, you are. Elder Chris Stanley.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Let me put that disclaimer out there right now. The only thing we were interested in playing was hide and go get it. Hide and go get it.
It's all under the blood.
It's all under the blood.
That's right.
So both Judah and Elder yeah. Chris, would you all attest to that?
Well, yeah, because I would say unbeknownst to us, it was always taught that, you know, if you had more, you know, you were more of a higher status. They didn't look at you as a punk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody thought you was a punk or called you names or say you were a sissy or whatever. So you had to be involved with some type of girl or many girls. And, you know, and unfortunately that just kind of was how we were indoctrinated almost into manhood
right.
by how many women that you had.
It's
you
exactly,
know?
To allude to your point, it's culturally embraced.
Right.
To have more than one woman at a time. And where did that come from? It comes from our forefathers in Africa. They had more than one wife. They had
mm-hmm.
five, six wives. And in some places in Africa, it's still going on today.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. They have more than one
come
wife.
On.
And so some of the things were accepted, some weren't. That was one of the things that was accepted as a black man in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's accepted if you're not married to be talking to or you know, at least interacting with
mm-hmm.
more than one woman at a time. Yeah. You might have one at work. You might have one at church. You might have somebody
no.
over here. You might have over here. You might have the grocery store. You might
don't
have
forget,
over
don't
here.
Forget the Bible
yeah.
says that David's wives
yeah.
were taken, and he was very distraught. I'd be
distraught
too if all my women were taken.
Wow. You know, we find a scripture to support any and every thing.
That's the word of God.
Of course, my yep. assistant production. producer, he's going to jump in. Sweet, what you got to say?
The thing about it is, as much as females complain about it, it's accepted.
Right.
Because I know I grew up being, not saying it like it's something to be proud of, but I grew up, I was the dude that when you came to school, the first thing you heard was, don't talk to him, girl, because he'll. And who the first person you think they come talk to?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Cause, and the first thing they say, you go, don't nobody want.
And you know, and just to piggyback off that, I wanted to say, not only did I speak on men growing up that way, but if you look at the flip side, and you know, I got a lot of women that, you know, when you meet women growing up, they already know what age they want to get married, they know how many kids they want.
Yeah.
So when you got a woman growing up differently, totally differently than a man,
totally.
And one starts at, you know, they both start in toddlers, and then the man meets that same woman.
Mm-hmm.
The man grew up knowing that thinking he needs multiple women to be, you know, solidified as a man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then you got a woman that knows she wants her husband at 23 and her kids at 25.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they meet at age 17, 18, 19,
mm-hmm.
totally different views on what a relationship is. I mean, this is how you start
wow.
running into these problems. So I'm saying try to rear your children differently so that you don't create this domino effect.
Good. And I have to pause for a second and say, are we talking about non-saved men? Are we talking about church men? Or is this just men across the board? Because I would like to think that a church man
ain't got to be definitely a saved man.
That's right.
He could be just a man going to church.
Hey, help me out.
That's one of the prime places to meet
and
several women at one time.
You speaking the truth? Because if you read that book, I say in the intro, I said I was in the church.
Mm.
I was not living saved, though. But I was in the church every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And he's right. That's where you get him at.
Mm-hmm.
I had him in the church. I had everything. And I could quote whatever you need me to quote.
Here's the people.
Oh, my goodness. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charlotte Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And I am having a ball already. We're only 8 minutes into the show. And I have a dynamic panel here. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about men. And this is from the male perspective. And this topic is called Men Confess. Yes. Like they're giving us some of the real deal here, some things you may have never heard. Maybe you suspected, maybe you thought, but you're actually hearing men talk about this. Sweet, you got something to say?
Yeah, because the thing about the church man, for real, that was my end because when growing up, because I was a choir boy, so everybody, mama, they go, oh, you sing in the choir, you so nice. So they have a problem with me. I got away with more freedom than they let their, oh, I trust you because you go to church and you sing in the choir.
Oh, my God.
He's speaking the truth, though.
And all you got to do is wear a suit.
Yes, sir.
Sit up toward the front.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like raise your hands and cry a little bit.
Don't cry.
When the preacher's preaching, oh, my God.
But my thing was, it wasn't even that. Like you said, because I was in the choir, so I was already in the front. They were like, oh, you know, he participated.
It's worse when you're the preacher's son.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm a PK.
You know what I'm saying? And so when mother so-and-so wanted to cook dinner for my father after service, I would go because the granddaughter or the grand niece, you know, you know, would be there. And so I would hone my skills. But let me get back to something that that Sweets was about to say when we were talking about different women. See, with a man, and I'm not trying to give away any men secrets, but with a man, sometimes we try to build a woman. Either you want a woman that's like your mother, a woman who's capable of handling things, a woman who's strong, a woman who's weak. You know, we try to build these things that we don't find in one woman with other women. And so you say, okay, well, I might feel like being bothered by such and such a night because she's set this way. Or
okay.
I don't feel like being bothered with her tonight because I feel like being somebody assertive.
Okay.
Let me go over here. So we have tried.
Uh-huh.
Some of them have tried. Let me clarify. Have tried to build that perfect woman, and in reality, there's not that perfect woman out there.
Right.
But we're still chasing after that fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, I think women we do that. You know, we do that. You know, we might this dude has a nice car and has a nice this, but he, you know, has a horrible attitude. But this guy is really cool, really nice, but he don't have that. So this guy know how to fix a whole lot of stuff. So we're going to keep him in the back pocket because he can paint.
The maintenance.
All of these.
That's the thing about women, though, because women have their keep around guys. Like women, the difference between men and women when it comes to being players is women are slick with theirs. Women have the dudes that they're not interested in all, but they know he serves a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll call you just enough to keep you around.
Right.
They'll let you hang out with them just enough to keep you around, but you will never be more than just a keep around dude.
But
all right.
In your book, is that taught or is that learned behavior? Or I mean,
well, in regards to building a woman, he hasn't even read the book, and I got the same thing in the book. Now, that's living proof that...
Living proof.
It's confirmation, bro.
Hallelujah. Because I said the same thing. I said, you know, a man may have the woman that may be his intellectual woman that he can go to, and he going to keep her around because you never know what she going to be one day, you know,
wow,
that type of thing. And then you got the woman that might be there strictly for sex or something like that. You got the woman that's in church. She may not be the one that you want for the moment, but, you know when you get yourself straight later on, she's going to be the one that you go to.
Yeah.
I mean, and I did the same thing. And it's building a woman. So, I mean, you're going to have four, five, or six, and they complete you. In your mind, they complete you because when you deal with all of them, you feel like you're getting everything that you want. Mm-hmm. You know?
If you ever notice a dude that's a player, like if you ever had a brother, you ever notice every girl he brought to the house was totally different. You can't say, she don't act like her. The other girl was ghetto. You know what I mean? Because every girl serves a different purpose, and every girl brings a different thing to the table.
But I have to point to the ratio between women and men.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of brothers who are just not out here. Either they're incarcerated, they're dead, they might be homosexual. You don't know what's going on. So when it comes to the good brothers, you only have a select few brothers to choose from. And so now you got one man to like 20 different women, and so now he got all these options that he really shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a job and you got a car and you keep your hair cut and you smell all right,
well, you a lottery ticket.
Talking about y'all. Let's get this back on track. No. You good. But I want to bring up something that you talked about in your book, The Stages of the Manipulative Man. And you all said a little bit about, you know, go to church and sit near the front and wave your hands a little bit. That sounds a little manipulative to me. So, panel, are all men manipulative in some way, shape, or form?
Not all men. I mean, I think every man has a point. Every person has a point where they go through that before they reach the maturity level, before they get saved, or before they get to a certain point in their life where they are manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
And because my thing, like I said, the church was my, you know, I started going to church because I met a girl at the library, and she was like, I'm going to choir rehearsal, and I followed her to choir rehearsal.
You followed her to choir rehearsal.
Yeah,
imagine
that.
But
I'm saying,
talk to Jesus.
But I mean, that's how God works, though, because, you know what I'm saying, man, I woke up two weeks later, and 20-some years later, I'm still in church singing in the choir. Yeah. So.
Wow. And you got saved behind that? Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
wow.
I want to meet this girl.
I was in middle school. You were in the library. She was like, I was like, oh, she's cute, blah, blah, blah. You know, back in the days, it didn't take that long to start a relationship in middle school.
2 weeks,
didn't it? You know, she was like, I'm going to choir. So I just walked her to the church, and I saw, like, all the dudes that was in the tunnel. I went to school with me. They were like, come on in, man. So I came in, and...
It seems like, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable because we're giving away some of the men code laws, man laws type things. But you don't want to categorize all men like that.
No, it's not all men.
But each man has the potential to want more than he has.
Okay.
You know, and what I mean is that, you know, the Bible always says that the man looks upon a woman and lusts for he's already created. But see, that's how we're trained. I mean, women, they doll themselves up. They wear certain things. You make us look at you. And so it's really
man,
your
fault.
It's
my hand on my head.
And the people are so even if you're trying to focus and concentrate and do the right thing, even up in church, when you're trying to do the right thing and focus and be a right person, good man, there's always that potential to have something trip you up.
And to be completely honest, a whole lot of the dudes that are dogs are dogs because of females. Because...
So you're saying it's our fault? I'm just trying to clarify this.
Let me clarify.
Okay.
I'm not talking about from personal standpoint.
I'm
just
handshake for some ladies.
You ever noticed that? It's a whole lot of guys who are dogs that are really nice guys trying to be dogs just so they can get girls. Because growing up, especially growing up like in the urban, like in the hood, there are no positive examples of nice guys getting girls.
Mm-hmm.
When you look around, who you see get all the girls? The dude that everybody know he a player. They know he sleeping with their sister, mama, sister, and they still at him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They like, so you grow up thinking, okay, that's the dude that get all the girls. I want girls. So who are you gonna be like? The nice guy that's sitting at home on Saturday, or the bad guy?
Wow.
So you have the nice guys. You have the nice guys changing.
That's Sweet's talking right
so
now.
Am I wrong though?
The panel jump
you
in.
I said that last part was correct. In regards to being,
I said females part, but it's the female, the motivation to get females makes a whole lot of nice guys become bad guys.
Okay.
But you know, just to bring it back to basically the stages, like I stated, you know. We've all just basically had proof that it starts from the young stages.
Yes.
And then so if it starts from the young stages, not everybody does, but I'm saying if your personal testimony, it starts from the young stages. And then as you get older, it only gets worse. I mean, you got TV, you got radio, you got your friends.
Mm-hmm.
BET. To be honest, African-American homes, what are they saying that 70% of them are single-parent homes, so you don't have a positive role model or something to implement yourself after. So if you have just the mother there, and even if she's telling you the right thing to do, but then there's no father there to show you as a visual, then you go out and all your friends out there doing the same thing that you was taught when you was 4 or 5 years old.
Wow.
This I'm just giving an example, and it's not justification, but I'm giving you an example as to how one could opt to go this route that I went, and so many other brothers that I interviewed and I talked to went that same route. In regards to the stages, so the stages, it starts from, you know, the youngster, and it gets worse. It got worse for me, and probably around, like, my early teenage years is when I was just gung-ho. I mean, and it didn't matter where I got them at, like you were stating, you know, church or whatever. And I was very manipulative because I could be what they wanted me to be. I could be, you know, the church boy at the same time. I learned that they liked when you was in church, but then if they were shocked to find out that you had –
a little hard side to you. Mm. Like, because there you get...
Fantasia said, I need a thug.
See, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I speak about the...
I speak about
a man being a chameleon. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's like, I knew if they wanted that, but at the same time, they look for a little this, a little that. I could, whatever they was looking for, I could make myself that, but I made sure...
You were a transformer.
That's right. I made sure it was authentic, though. Like, in their eyes, it was authentic.
Right.
You know, and once in their minds, they have it set to where you are this thing, they don't know that I created that thing, but once they have it in their mind, it was good every time.
Wow. Give us your title of your book and how people can purchase it.
Title of the book is The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe. You can purchase it on Amazon.com. You can get it on my website, www.lifeloverreligion.com. It's on JoniqueDesign.com. And, you know, you can go to those websites, post your feedback on it, as well as purchase the book.
All right, great, great, great. I didn't want to lose that. So, listeners, while you are listening, you want to go check out our guest book. And we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to let them take a little bit of a breather and have a quick music break. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShoutForJoy.com. So excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from Twitter and MySpace and Facebook. Ladies, I know you are sitting in your seat, you are on the couch, wherever you are, and you are like, oh my God, this show is off the chain. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Check out Glow, gospel rapper.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, it's me. Hello. Rejected for Christ's sake, you know. You see, I'd rather obey God rather than men, so roll out the red carpet, cause I'm unpopular. People around the world, I'm just an ordinary girl. Don't care if no one knows my name, cause I ain't chasing after fame. I got flawed imperfections, right. I cast and rejected the society's afflictions just because I am a Christian. Uh-oh. Take a look and see, part of a new generation. My credibility is in the blood of the Savior. I'm a daughter of the King. My daddy owns everything. I'm hated for his name's sake, cause I have Christ's identity. I'm unpopular, so unpopular. Unpopular, persecuted, mocked, opposed. I love to be unpopular. Christ came in and saved my soul. That's why I am unpopular.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Glow. I met this young lady. She came to my church on Sunday, and she's from San Antonio, Texas. Glow stands for God's Love Only. Check her out on Facebook, Glow, God's Love Only. And I really loved her vibe and her spirit, and I think it means a lot when you can meet somebody and their spirit is right. And so check her out, a young girl. She didn't start out with the mission to do gospel rap, but this is where God took her. That track was called Unpopular, so I really like her. Check her out. All right, so we're back. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Having so much fun here in the studio. This is our relationship topic, the men confess, and we have a dynamic panel here chatting it up with us. Author Vincent White, artist and minister Judah Lewis Johnson, Christian comedian and elder Chris Danley. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. All right, so let's keep this thing going. We're peering into the mind, and I'll say the behavior of men and women. You know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. So hopefully you'll hear something that'll help influence your actions. So I want to ask this question. I heard someone say, you will never have to guess if a guy likes you. You will never have to guess if a guy likes you. Elder Chris, what do you say about that?
You would have to come to me first.
Yes.
There are certain things. There are certain vibes. There are certain things that men and women give off a lot.
Okay.
Men, and I like to say we're so carnal in nature because, you know, we were created to be hunter-gatherers, but there's pheromones and all this stuff that women throw off that we're very attracted to. And it's it could be a tall woman, short woman, big woman, small woman. It'll make a difference who she is. You know, there's always something that will click in you to say, hey, look, okay, there's something about her that I need to find out.
Okay.
And so we'll do the craziest things just to try to get your attention, you know, just to get your attention so we can get that moment to say, hey, you know, try to figure out something about you. And at that moment, if it can click or it can hit or get missed, you know, but there's always signs to show how a man's attracted to you. And I'd like to read you off my list, my top three list to know that a man likes you.
Oh, this is good. We're taking notes.
Come on. Ladies, look, number one.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll start with number three. Ladies, if a man goes out his way to introduce himself to you, i.e. if you're in a line of a grocery store and he comes around the opposite way, looks in your basket, and asks you what you're about to prepare, he might like you.
Okay.
Number two, ladies, if you're somewhere in say you're at a gas station and you're pumping gas, and a man asks to pay your gas bill.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He might be interested in you. Number one reason to know that a man is very interested in you, ladies, they like you. If a man offers you money for your time.
Wow.
He might like you.
He might like you a little bit too.
He definitely likes you.
Oh, my goodness. You got to jump in on that way.
He spoke on the verbal cues. I want to speak on the non-verbal cues.
Okay, break it down.
If a man smiles at you,
okay,
more than likely, he likes you.
Okay.
If a man wants to shake your hand after church, or he wants to give you one of those godly hugs,
yes,
those are non-verbal cues.
Okay.
If a man sends you an email, or if he sends you I'm not sure how he got to this point, but if he sends you a Facebook or a text message, or, you know, these are nonverbal cues. I'm trying to get your attention so that I can talk to you.
Okay.
So it may not be always face-to-face. It might just be some nonverbal cues that he might try.
I like it. And Vincent, what do you have to say?
Those are all good points, and those are basically showing the things that we do to show you that we like you. Going back to your initial question, will you ever know, I mean, will it be like without a doubt, is there a way to tell that a man likes you? I would just say that's probably based on the maturity of the man. And I say that to say, if you are mature enough, when you like somebody, you'll know that you just need to be direct and tell them that you like them.
Okay.
And that's a general answer, because I can do all those things that they listed, and not going against what they said, but I can send you the emails. I can go run around the building and find you. I can buy you something. I can do whatever. But that can still be part of my plan. I may not like you.
Mm.
And when I say like, I mean I may have a lust or an interest in you. That's something different from like.
That's true.
But when I like you, I'll bring you to my church, to my mother.
Wow, a nice guy, bro. Come on, man. Talk about the wolf and the hunt.
Yeah, but,
you know,
listen, but that's not like, though.
True.
And she's saying, how would a woman know when a man likes her? And that's the thing. Now, if I'm coming at you, I'm coming at you for whatever reason.
Okay.
It don't mean I like you, though.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I'm thinking, when I think like, maybe I'm taking the question different. I think like, I mean like genuine, like you like them. So you trying to, you know, do whatever it can to keep them around.
Okay.
And we're talking about just the other things you do to
impress
them. To impress them or to keep them around for however long or for whatever you need. Then yes, I mean I can list things all day, but I'm talking about when you like a girl,
like somebody.
It's something different. So that's what I was thinking when I, you know, heard the question.
You know, really, you should warn the women to let them know when they're being hunted. You know what I'm saying? Because like men are, when you're on the prowl, when you're looking for something, when you're looking for a specific type of woman, women need to know when there are men who are pursuing them unbeknownst to them.
Huh.
You know, it depends on where you are. Bar, atmosphere, some man buys you a drink. Okay, well, all of a sudden he takes interest, but he might not take interest for the reason that you're talking about, to be a friend. You know, most people are, you're trying to hunt to see what they can get, you know, almost like a animal in its prey. They try to walk you down, hunt you down, find your scent. Yeah. You know, I mean...
Yeah,
that's just a trade secret. Oh, here we go. Sweet.
I mean, I'm gonna have to disagree with some of the stuff that y'all said because, no, for real though, because that's like one of the biggest, especially in church, that's one of the biggest problems or issues now is that dudes, like females, always have their guard up. So you can't. It's like, okay, for a guy that is actually interested in you as a friend, you can't show them no attention because they think. Oh, he said hi to me. He must have been trying to get with me. And it's like, no, we've been singing in the same choir for like a year and a half. Why we can't go out and have lunch without no strings, no attach. And it's like, it made it hard. Like, the guys that y'all talking about make it hard on guys who are actually genuinely interested in, you know what I'm saying, being friends with a female. Because just because you speak to a person or say hi to a person, it's like, okay, we've been joking with each other in choir for like a year. So...
Yeah.
You know about.
So you're saying the one we may, take it the wrong way. We may take read more into it.
A whole lot of females have, I don't know if it's y'all ego or if it's just like all dudes are just being labeled as dogs. But it's a female. It's like you can't smile too much. Or,
we need to go to his choir rehearsal.
Yeah.
They get it.
Every Thursday.
No, I'm not saying not just my church, but I'm saying just growing up in the church.
Yeah.
It's just things that I've noticed is you can't like, and not even just in church, just in general, you can't start a genuine friendship with a female most times because it's been tainted that if a dude shows too much interest in you or he actually wants to hang out with you, he's trying to get with you.
Mm-hmm.
And like me personally, I've never been a subliminal type of guy. So if I'm trying to holler at you, I'm going to holler at you.
But what's wrong with trying to take somebody out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But
what's wrong with that?
That's my point. The situation is like, okay, if you work with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you see this person every day, mm-hmm. and y'all sit at y'all joking and laugh with each other, joint, mm-hmm. y'all develop a friendship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then when you say, it's like they females be like, oh, yeah, we're friends. We're cool at work, but I don't know if we can hang out. It's like, okay, we joke and laugh every day and talk about personal stuff, so what would be wrong with going for lunch or something? But I'm saying most females, when you get to the point where you be like, well, we should hang out then, they be like, oh, no, I don't think
I've had females ask me to lunch.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, but that don't mean there's nothing of it.
Yeah,
how did you feel when that happened?
I felt like it was cool.
Yeah.
At some degree, now, if you're married, you know, you really have to be careful going out to lunch with various females that you work with. Your wife need to know about it.
This is true.
Or you need to be in a group setting.
Amen.
I'm not stupid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're married, then you really need to be mindful of your wife's feelings towards certain things.
And Elder Chris Danley is the only married panelist we have. So the other two panelists are not married. Y'all seen their pictures, you know, in my e-blast. So I could be paid for...
my wife thanks you for putting me out there.
Big shout out to your wife. I could be paid for potentially setting up some things. But that's another show. We're going to come back. So let me let you get back on track.
That's me number one.
And dancing.
People get paid for putting together. Yes,
okay.
So let me let you get back on track. Do you
what was I talking about?
I don't know. I was talking about when he said subliminal.
Going out to eat. You know, if you all have a mutual understanding,
yes.
You know, there's nothing wrong with going out to Applebee's, Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're seriously involved with someone, or you're engaged to them, or you're married to them, then yes, my wife needs to know that I'm going out to lunch with another woman, or a group of women, or a group of people.
Yes,
if it's a group
does.
Of people, it's probably not a big deal. But if it's just one woman that I work with, mm-hmm. we're going to lunch frequently, then that's probably a no-no, specifically in your wife's mind, because that's going to clue her that it's more than just a friendship or more than just a coworker relationship, that there's something else probably going on.
And let me say, too, to go back with, I think to bring up what Sweets was saying is that, like, for example, he was saying he's not a subliminal guy, so he would come at a woman direct if he's really interested in her. But he's saying that there's from what I heard, there's a lot of women would think he's coming at them for a different motive,
right.
And it's due to what guys have been doing for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like, I think he was speaking about, you know, guys being like wolves in sheep clothing.
Right.
Because we've worked together for a year and I've sat beside you, we've laughed and joked, a woman may make the mistake, and this is why I write a book like this, because it's a naive nature, and to just be honest with you, a woman may make the mistake of calling me friend, but I could have been there for that year plotting on you for that year.
Which goes back to the manipulation.
There you go. But I'm being for real. But see, I want to bring it to a head. I don't glorify these things that are being done. I mean, we may joke about it, but I'm saying this to say that I wrote this book not to put men on blast. I didn't write it to glorify this, but I wrote it because as I got older and mature and grew in my faith, I learned that, you know, first of all, you can't do those type of things forever, and you learn the value of a woman. And so, you know, I got young women, you know, in my church and young girls, and I want to put them on to these things because they're still current. They're still active. Men are still doing this. And see, what Sweets was talking about is a result of how these women end up feeling when these wolves and sheep clothing do these things. And now he got to work harder to break down all these walls that they've built up because of what guys like me was doing when I was younger.
Yeah. Because the females, like, fail to realize that there are still some guys who just think you're cool.
Right.
They don't want to be with you. They don't think, they ain't trying, they ain't plotting, they ain't thinking about. It's some guys who actually be like, okay, you cool people, I can hang out with you.
And truth be told, I would rather be cool with you first before I try to develop a relationship with you. And I think we've lost that as people, because there are a lot of relationships that are breaking down, that are ending in divorce because we weren't really friends first.
Very true.
We went right in from not knowing each other to being engaged or dating or what have you, but we didn't have that hangout time. Mm-hmm. We can just really feel where each other's coming from. You know what I mean?
And that's a totally different topic, though, because do men and women really know how to be friends, you know, or is it just something that's within it? Yeah,
no,
I mean, that's a thin line.
The thing about it is that we live in a generation and a reality now, whereas once you become a friend, it's like, okay, I can't mess with you because you're my friend. But you will meet somebody in the club Saturday, and he'll have the key to the house on Tuesday. But the guy that you knew for years and you actually developed a relationship, I can't mess with you because I know you too good.
Well, ladies, I would hope that you would not, A, that you're not clubbing, and if you are clubbing, that you're not giving your keys out.
But I'm saying that's
not that Mitchell radio show. Say we do not endorse that behavior.
What happened to my television? It was here this morning.
I would like to use the club as a but you know what I'm saying, though. You do meet, like, females will meet a guy that they just met, and they'll be willing to jump into intimacy with him quicker than they will with a guy that they have established a relationship, like,
you know,
a friendship.
I hear what you're saying. And I'm telling you, we have so much to talk about. I have, like, a ton more questions. Can we do, like, a part two?
Come on, we need to have
like,
to do that.
In October. Can we bring this back again in October? Because we just have a lot. Like, this mix. I need this mix right here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Listeners, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you so much for checking us out here on iShopForJoy.com. Thanks for all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere, because in our second segment, our community spotlight, we're going to be talking to Bishop James Rudy Brown. He is bringing to the capital city a gospel music conference, and you want to hear all about it. He's hanging out in the green room right now, so you don't want to go anywhere. I'm telling you, I just have so much more I want to talk about with this group that I have here. So we're going to bring them back, ladies. So don't even worry. You're going to get to hear a whole lot more. And
they all individually have a whole lot going on in their lives. So, Vincent, one more time, the title of your book and how people can purchase your book.
Okay. The title of the book is The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe. You can get on Amazon.com, my website, www.lifeloveReligion.com, JoniqueDesign.com. Regards to what I have going on, I'm going to be in Styles Weekly next month.
Now, what is that about?
It's going to be they have the top 40 under 40 in the city, regards to what you're doing in the city, because I do mentoring.
Yeah.
Now I'm speaking to a lot of youth regarding the book. And I work for the Department of Social Services, I'm handling families and things like that, eligibility. So I'm be, and I'm really excited about that. That's what it'll be. I'm hoping I can make the cover. They haven't decided on the cover yet, so I may end up on the cover of Styles Weekly.
Wow, October issue of Styles Weekly. Clap it up. Vincent E. White, he is on Facebook, and he is single. All right, Minister Lewis.
Let me jump in. Single meaning not married, but I do have somebody.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I'm already getting
texted.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
There will be out next month. Also, I just gave Charvette my book, Supernatural Declarations.
Yes.
It is the power of prayer.
I'm holding it in my hand.
You need to be praying over your wife. You need to be praying over your husband. Y'all need to be praying every day for this relationship to work. Also, I'll be starting a church on Facebook. Say amen, somebody. Facebook church. Facebook International City of Praise. I don't know how it's going to work, but it's going to work. I believe God gave it to me, and we're going to do it the right way in the spirit.
All right.
Check out my website, www.lujoministries.com. That's lujoministries.com. Catch me at Judah_tribe on Twitter, Judah on Facebook. Glory to God. I got my own YouTube channel, Judah797. So check me out. Hey, praise God.
All right. And he is single.
Congratulations. You ain't saying nothing, brother.
I'm going to leave it alone because I had already last but not least, Christian comedian Elder Chris Zanley.
Amen.
You have an event coming up Friday.
Yes, we have an event Friday. The name of the church is
Yes, it's Agape International Ministries Worldwide. Senior Pastor Cliff and Vicky Coward.
Amen. They're doing a comedy night. We'll be out there on Friday night. Come out there and check us out on Staples Mill Road. We're doing a variety show. Spirit of Laughter Ministry presents the LOL OMG variety show. We're shooting to have thing ready by March. We're going to be all over the world, Facebook, Twitter, however, whoever. If you're looking to book me, hey, look, great work ain't cheap and cheap work ain't great. Come on, say that. My thing is this, even though it may cost a little bit, my guarantee is this, if no one laughs, you ain't got to pay me. Amen? But you want quality family comedy for everybody, please. Hey, hit me up. You can reach me on my cell, 252-531-9804. Also,
Facebook.
And all the information.
And big shout out to his lovely wife.
My wife, Linda. Her name is L-Y-N-D-A Danley.
All right, listen.
And I am married.
Happily married. You know we got to get that in. I've enjoyed my panel. We're going to bring them back for the October relationship show.
Yeah.
Listeners, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back after that, and we'll be talking to Bishop James Rudy Brown. Don't you go anywhere.
God bless.
Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You're looking more of God, gonna fit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You're looking more of God, gonna fit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You're looking more of God, gonna fit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You're looking more of God, gonna fit you out his mouth. You're holding on to the world for what? Pulling away from Christ, you know deep inside that name, right? Selling out for the cash. Gonna melt, driving, playing both sides, not feeling sorry for yourself. You know the truth, so what you gonna do? Choose to say whom you will serve. are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. How do you expect to move ahead if you keep taking your hands off the flap? You can't serve God and mammon eternity is what kept me going back and forth like a ping pong. Bam, bam, bam. You two-faced, half-hearted, double-minded, up and down. Unstable in all your ways, wheelie, wobbly, weaverin'. Mix the truth with lies, cut and copy, paste and sing with such as this. You won't get anything from him. James 1:6-8 is his word, so get it straight. You got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more God's gonna spit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more God's gonna spit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more God's gonna spit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more God's gonna spit you out his mouth. Vanity and vanity, you're on pursuit for what satisfies the flesh. Walk away, break loose. Satan tied your shoes, more foot to the other, so it's hard to move. Cause you wanna have your cake and eat it too. Taking you, paid your dues, you're playing both sides of the fence. Of adulterer, man, you cheating on the Lord. You lost your senses, taking advantage of his love, his grace and mercy. Split into side fits. Come to Christ so you can live. Make up your mind, turn and repent. You got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more, God's gonna spit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more, God's gonna spit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more, God's gonna spit you out his mouth. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You look more, God's gonna spit you out his mouth. If your eyes
all right, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have you joining us. Thank you so much for those that are tuning in from all across the world, wide web. You just heard from GLOW, that stands for God's Love Only. I heard her on Sunday at my church, and it was so fun. It was so great, and I loved her spirit. That's what I liked about her. So check her out online. That was a track 6, a track 13 called Lukewarm, and she's a gospel, a Christian rapper, so support her, support her. All right, so in the studio with me right now is Bishop James Ferguson Brown III. You've heard him before on the show. Coming back to the mic, welcome Bishop Rudy, we like to say affectionately.
Yeah.
So glad to have you.
Thank you, Charvette. It's wonderful to be here.
Great.
And this is nice. I'm loving this.
Yes, the live. I understand why artists like to do live recordings now.
It's a difference. I get to see that smile other than on the screen.
Exactly, exactly. And so we just finished up the men's relationship topic.
Yeah,
it was hot and steamy. They got me sweating in here.
Yeah.
I'm commenting. I'm got in trouble with people's girlfriends and everything. So
yeah,
I'm
My wife. So we're pretty.
His lovely wife is here.
I brought Sister Pretty with me.
Yes, Sister Pretty is here. We might have to put her on the mic. She's going to pass out if I keep asking her to get on the mic.
She keeps saying no.
She keeps saying no. But we'll
back up.
We'll get her straight in a minute. But
yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I want to talk to you because you are bringing the 2010 Excellence in Gospel Music Conference to the Capital City.
Yes.
And so certainly this is not anything new. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Excellence in Gospel Music Workshop, kind of the background from this.
Wow. Well, it started. I started it. The brain, brainchild flow of it came in the early '80s. Actually, it came after, and we kind of talked about this a little bit before. After being involved with the Gospel Music Workshop of America, big shout out to the Gospel Music Workshop, especially the Richmond chapter and all those involved with them.
And we know that we have some listeners from the GMW.
Yeah, because they really backed me a lot early on. And, of course, with David Allen going to his IGF, International Gospel Fellowship in North Carolina, kind of got me started. And doing that with him, playing, traveling with all of those artists in the 80s and doing those workshops. And what was happening was we had the GMWA Richmond chapter thing going on, but there was kind of another little niche that we were missing with some of the other churches that weren't really, you know, getting involved, weren't really getting the exposure. And so after doing those other workshops, David and I and several others began to talk. At that point, John Key and Daryl Coley, we were all kind of doing this thing together.
Yes.
We started talking about doing something. I was like, guys, we need to bring something to Richmond like this. And so in the early 80s, you know, I just began to just believe God that he was going to allow me to do it. I knew, of course, I'm young at that point, you know, and kind of just getting moving. I was always playing drums and traveling, But at this point, I was like, we need to bring something like this to the area that will kind of meet a need of a group that's not being touched.
Great.
And so that's where we started. And we started the workshop, being able to bring in a few years. We did Daryl Coley. We brought him in. We brought in John Key. We brought in this was before they had all the, big awards and big names that they have now. And, of course, David Allen and the Clarks brought in Twinkie and Michael
Ross. Darius Brooks.
And Nancy Caree. Oh, man, so many people. I can't even, think of everybody.
Right.
But we did that, and it ran for several years up until about the time that God allowed me to then transition to North Carolina.
Right.
And, of course, later Buffalo, New York. But when we came back, moving back here, one of the things that kept happening, I'd be walking down, and this was one of the streets I'd be on, going to get my hair cut down the street, and so people would run out of stores like, Rudy, you back? I hear you back. Man, we miss you because we haven't had excellence and all since you've been gone, man.
Yes.
There's nothing like that since you. And I was like, are you serious? Because, I just figured somebody else had picked up the torch and ran with it. And I was like, kept getting that feedback. Finally, I was like, wow, I guess, we need to at least meet if people are asking for it, then there must be a need. So that's kind of how we got to today, from where we started back in the 80s. But, it was a God-inspired thing because gospel music is what I do.
Yes.
Even though I played a lot of, done jazz and done some traveling and did a lot of work in this area, but gospel music is my passion. That's my heart. Of course, I'm a believer, so it just flows. And God just birthed it out, even out of being in connection with other people and other workshops and other music, expressions that people were doing in gospel music. So that's kind of where we are today.
Great. So a solid foundation, and now we fast forward to
now.
So tell us about the conference that you're putting together.
Well, it's October the 6th through the 9th, and it's going to be right here in Richmond, Virginia, at the place, even though not the building where it all started, but in the church where I am so excited to talk about my mother, Chief Apostle Olive Brown, and my brother, Bishop Joel Brown, who have allowed me to just bring this back at the same place, the same church where we all know and love as New Jerusalem, where we're going to bring Excellence 2010, Excellence in Gospel Music Conference 2010 to Richmond, Virginia, and we're going to do that October the 6th. The ninth. And if I talk about some of the guests that we have, you want me to just about.
And I like that it is transitioned from a workshop that this is really a conference. So you've blown it out some. So it starts with services on that Wednesday, which is October 6th. And who is your speaker?
Speaker Wednesday is Pastor Ronzell Prentlow.
Oh, boy.
Out of the Tidewater area.
Yes.
And he was just with us not too long ago and introducing his new CD, Phenomenal.
Yes.
And I talked to him then, and he was like, Rudy, anything you want me to do, I'll do it. And when we decided to really do this, I called him, and my wife kind of inspired. She was like, what about Ronzell Prentlow? I was like, let me just call him, see what's up. I called him. As soon as I called him, he said, man, whatever you need me to do, I'm there. So he's coming to preach for us. Plus, of course, he's got his new CD out where if you just get that CD, it's worth coming Wednesday night to be a part of the conference, but to hear him and get that CD.
Because
if you don't get nothing but the last song, he's a healing savior. Oh, my God, that just blow your mind. But he's going to be with us preaching on Wednesday night.
Great. And then Wednesday actually starts at 6 p.m. The actual workshop, and then the service will be at 7:45.
Yes.
Great. And then Thursday you have workshop at 6 p.m.?
Workshop at 6 p.m.
All right.
We're doing workshop. Our workshop guests include for the week, of course, yours truly.
Yes.
We've got Professor Willie Phillips out of Philadelphia, one of the great directors, been a part of workshops, and he's got his own music conference. Minister Keith Leak out of St. Louis, Missouri. He's an awesome writer, awesome singer, awesome musician. He traveled for years as Paula White's organist.
Okay.
So after being with her for several years, God has given him a wonderful minister music position in St. Louis. You know, it had to be wonderful to come off the road with Paula White after so many years.
I know that's right.
And he's going to be with us. Our own Minister John Fox right here from Richmond, Virginia, and Elder Alfred Powell.
Great. And they have both been on the show, listeners, so you've heard both of them on the show before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, we've got Elder Vernon Chappell, who has been the worship leader for Pastor Cheryl Brady in North Carolina for several years. And he's coming to do praise and worship on Friday night. That's going to lead up to our guest speaker Friday night, which is Apostle J. Sean Urquhart out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, all the feedback about him is you got to be there.
Wow.
To just be in the presence of what's going to happen on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, we're doing a special praise and worship session with, again, Elder Vernon Chappell, who is from North Carolina, Pastor Cheryl Brady's worship and arts pastor for all of those years. He's doing that Saturday morning, and then Saturday evening at 5 is going to be the concert with the choir.
All right. So, listeners, that is all taking place October 6th through the 9th at New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, located at 701 Johnston Willis Drive. So if you know where Johnston Willis Hospital is, instead of turning right on Midlothian, you turn left. Check them out online at www.njicm.com. You might say, Charvette, how do you know all of that? Because that's my church.
Yeah.
Big shout out to my church. I love my church family, so certainly we want to support that. And Bishop James, anything else, the theme that you have, what's the theme for the conference?
The theme is rebirthing the spirit of excellence.
Okay.
And not just rebirthing the conference that has not, you know, we haven't done since the early 90s, but rebirthing the spirit of excellence. Because my feeling is, and my wife and I really worked on this a lot together, even though she's not talking, we really worked really hard. She's done all the graphic work. I'm just blessed because she's just really come out.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's not Miss Bank of America no more, even though she's there. But she's Mrs. Brown now. But she's really come out with all of her gifts and talents. But just to rebirth the spirit of excellence, doing music, gospel music, in an excellent way. I've seen a lot of stuff since I've been here, about a little over a year. And some of it's a little bit troubling. Some of it I'm real excited about.
Uh-huh.
But some of it has been a little bit troubling. So I really feel the passion is to rebirth the spirit of excellence, not just excellent playing.
Right.
But Daniel, the Bible says, Daniel was preferred above all the kings and princes, all of that, because he had an excellent spirit. So I want us to rebirth that excellent spirit, not just excellent playing, but excellent spirit.
Oh, right.
You know, because I just believe, and I know I'm running out of time.
You're fine.
But I just believe, you know, many times I told musicians, I'd rather work with a musician with half the talent, but an excellent spirit, than a musician with wonderful talent but a horrible spirit, horrible attitude. You know, give me the one with half the talent. And you know, and a great spirit, because you can really go places and do things. So I want to see the music ministries, the singers, the choirs, the groups who all want to come out, so that we can rebirth that spirit of excellence.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 2010 Excellence in Gospel Music Conference. Go to www.njicm.com, and you can find out information. You can register online. What is the registration?
$25, just $25.
Great.
If you want to bring your groups, call us at the church, and we've got a special group rate for groups of five or more. If you got praise team, your singers, whatever, we'll do a special fee for those that want to bring your group.
Great. And this is for anybody that sings, that used to sing, that can sing, that think they can sing, that want to sing. And it's everybody and anybody.
Yes, yes.
All right. Is there a child rate?
No, actually, we don't even have a child rate. We have an adult rate.
Okay.
So if you got children that want to sing, like this singer right here I'm looking at.
My God's Order Heaven.
Yeah,
in the studio with us today.
We just let her come on in.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But don't try to come on that rate. Just the kids. Amen.
Right,
we love
right.
the kids.
We love kids. And certainly everyone, we want everyone to come to the concert that Saturday at 5 p.m. Again, Excellence
That's
and
free.
Gospel Music
Services
Conference.
Are free.
Services are free. The concert is free, and the workshop, certainly $25 is minimal. You eat that up at hard at Arby's in 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all good. Well, we have enjoyed you. Certainly, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
We know it'll be a phenomenal event.
Love your new website.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, listeners, I'm telling you, today's show was off the chain. It was just off the chain. We started out talking to the men about relationships, and we wrapped up talking about this awesome gospel music conference that's coming to the city of Richmond. Listen, check me out online at www.charvette.com. You can sign up for my email list. You can connect with me on Twitter, on Facebook, on MySpace, on about 14 other Ning sites across the World Wide Web. Oh, and, of course, iShopForJoy.com. Big shout-out to the iShopForJoy.com family. If you don't have a profile on iShopForJoy.com, make sure you sign up for a profile on iShopForJoy.com. Listen, we have some great shows that are coming up in later this month and into October. We have another relationship show called The Right Package, but the Wrong Baggage. I can't get no help. And that's only for women. Ladies, I know y'all been saying, Charvette, the last couple of relationship shows were you just had men. Well, this one is for ladies. So that's coming up. We've got some artist spotlights. Stephen McCoy from Maryland, who's going to be in Richmond, he's coming on the show. And also Dr. Cindy Trim, who's a friend of the show. She's coming back to talk about her latest book. So I think you want to keep it locked to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, check me out online at charvette.com. Until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.